Let the living water flow over my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my life. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, Father, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Almighty God, we bless you. Jehovah, we give you praise. We magnify your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you will do. To you alone we return all the glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, we thank you once again for the gift of life, O God. Take all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and our God, we have come once again today to learn from your word, to encourage ourselves, to exhort ourselves, and to remind ourselves of your word. I pray, Lord, that you give us proper understanding. Let the Holy Spirit minister to our spirit man in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Through this word, O God, Father, I pray that we be justified in your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to this podcast. It is called Good Morning Jesus, and it's coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. Right, in the last episode, I was talking about trusting absolutely in God. I'm just going to round up on that today. Trusting absolutely in God. The Bible says that we should look unto Jesus, the one who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Once we become fully converted, the next thing is for us to begin to feed on the word of God. And as we feed on the word of God, we trust in God and in God's word. We believe what God says he is, and we believe what God says we are. If the Bible says you are God, believe that you are God, because you are created in the image and after the likeness of God. So if God birthed you, then you are a God. Like a goat will give birth to a goat. So if the Bible says you are God, then you are God. And because you are God, you have the power to dominate. But you must first believe, trust in God, trust in the word of God. In the book of, our text came from Psalms 34, verse 5. They said they look unto him and their eyes were lightened. They looked unto him and their eyes were lightened. And these people were never ashamed. Let me open the Bible and read it just as it is. They looked unto him and their eyes were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. They looked unto him and were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. And I told you a story of a man of God who says, God said to him through this scripture that you have two eyes, can you make one to look up and to look down? And he said he tried it and it wasn't possible. So in essence, he said, God told him, don't claim to be looking unto me when you are equally looking unto a man. You don't look unto man and look unto God. No, it's either you focus on God or you focus on man. So that's the meaning of two eyes, one looking up, one looking down. It's not possible. So look unto God. And that's my message for you today. Trust absolutely. That's why I put the word absolutely. Trust absolutely in God's word. I told you in the last episode, I said, don't listen to all those who will tell you that only prayer doesn't work or only word of God doesn't work. Don't listen to them. No, they are agents of darkness. They are satanic agents. How can you tell me that the word of God alone does not work? That you need to add something. Something like what? And they start coming to you from the Old Testament. And I told them that Jesus wasn't around in the Old Testament. And Jesus has not done the work of redemption. Calvary has not taken place in the Old Testament. And when Jesus came and then he finished the work on Calvary, redemption, everything changed. So we are now to look unto him and not unto any other sacrifice. There is no other sacrifice that is acceptable before God than the one that has been made by Jesus, a man. So trust absolutely in God and in God's word. Let me share Isaiah 43. I don't know if I shared it the last time, but I was going to share it. I put it there. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. Trusting in God's word and trusting absolutely in God. What did he say there? It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Beloved, you must believe this. So what things ever that you are passing through, you must believe that the devil is not a lion. It's just roaring like a lion, trying to intimidate you in that challenge that you're going through, so that you will give up on Christ. And then you will now fall into this category of people that I'm talking about, who will tell you that prayer alone does not work, that you need to answer some, you need to add some things. That's what I'm saying. So that's what they want to, the devil want. Even some of them are not aware of this. The devil is using them as an instrument to derail people from the true way, which is the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even they themselves are calling Jesus Christ, praying over these things that they are doing. I saw one video on social media where a man brought a goat before the altar, and they were presenting the goat to the altar or to God, you know, that and they prayed in the name of Jesus. You know, some people still believe that, and they are still there. That means they refuse to accept the complete work on Calvary. Jesus has been slaughtered. Jesus has been killed. Jesus has been slain. He's the lamb without blemish that was slain for you and I. So you must believe this. He said, when you walk through fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Trusting absolutely in God. Proverbs 3 verse 5. It says, I love that scripture. I love it. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Some people believe that they need to have a plan, their own plan, and bring it before God, and then God should approve of it. Isn't it right for us to ask God, what is your plan for me? And pray over it. So a lot of us want something that is easy. People believe that trusting in God and God's word can take time. But you see, you build yourself up gradually. Like I was telling you about the man of God I was talking about in the last episode. I told him, I said, you need to learn to walk with God by faith. And start from little, you know, to medium, to whatever. It's in levels. So you believe God for small thing now, and then God looks at you that, yes, you are firm in what you're asking. You are determined, and God gives it. Now, you are going to the next level. You need to trust God again to do it. Then God does it. Then you continue to increase in faith. That's what we're talking about here. Trusting absolutely in God. Whatever it is, trust in God. Don't be deceived. Don't allow Satan to make you to derail from the pathways of God. The Lord bless you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. Almighty God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord God, for your short message to us this morning. I pray, oh God, that you breathe upon this word in our spirit, man, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name, O Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray, amen. Amen, in Jesus' name. Yeah, beloved, I should be here for 10 minutes or at most 11 minutes. So I just try to explain little bit that I can. But I pray to God that the Holy Spirit will interpret more than I've spoken to you this day in the name of Jesus Christ. My name once again is Shola Daniel. And until I come your way again, on Monday is another weekend. Have a lovely weekend. And today is the month end. Tomorrow is April 1st. Happy New Month in advance. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.